Today on Gardening in a Minute, Fatsia japonica. Fatsia japonica, or Japanese aralia, is an Asian native grown for its outstanding foliage. The huge leaves are deeply lobed and grow to almost a foot wide. Fatsia grows up to 8 feet tall. The flower clusters are white and appear in fall once the plant is mature. Fatsia likes slightly acid, nutrient-rich, moist soil and does best in shade. Stems that become leggy may be cut back to encourage branching. When properly situated, Fatsia is a low-maintenance plant, seldom bothered by pests, and it can be planted throughout the state. Fatsia can be grown in beds or in containers, both inside and out. It makes a bold addition to a courtyard or patio. Bring a tropical feel to a shady part of your landscape with Fatsia. For more information about Fatsia japonica and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, lawn shrimp. Lawn shrimp truly are crustaceans that live on land. These terrestrial shrimp-like creatures are about half an inch in length. They look a lot like marine shrimp, with long bodies and flattened backs. Lawn shrimp range in color from pale brown to brownish black when alive, but often turn red when they die. Lawn shrimp can be found in moist areas in the landscape, such as underground covers and leaf litter. They're typically active at night. Lawn shrimp are only noticeable when it's especially wet or dry, because that's when they tend to migrate into garages or into homes. If they become a problem around your home, dry out any nearby mulch or ground cover areas by reducing irrigation, or add weather stripping to doorways to keep them from entering structures. For more information about lawn shrimp and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, river birch. River birch is a good choice for the North or Central Florida gardener who wants a fast-growing tree. River birch typically reaches about 35 feet in height with a network of fine branches making up a narrow to oval-shaped crown. Its bark is extremely showy and peels off in attractive sheets of beige or creamy white, and the leaves are triangular. It adds nice color and interest to the winter landscape. River birch can thrive in full or part sun and can tolerate a variety of soils, although it prefers moist, even very wet areas. It's moderately drought-tolerant and requires little or no pruning, making it a fairly low-maintenance choice if located in the right spot. Look for the variety named Duraheat for maximum success. For more information about river birch and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, muscadine grapes. Muscadine grapes are tasty native plants that can be grown easily in most areas of Florida. Muscadines are harvested as single berries instead of in bunches and have thicker-skinned fruit than bunch-type grapes. They have very few insect or disease problems. These grapes are adapted to Florida's sandy soils and are usually planted in late winter or early spring, but container-grown plants can be planted at any time. Muscadine grapes are a vining crop that will need a support, such as a trellis, fence, or arbor, and they require some pruning. Your grapes will mature in August or early September, and they should be picked from the vine and stored in a cool place, if not used right away. Use your delicious Florida grapes in jellies, jams, or make some great wine. For more information about muscadine grapes and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, pet waste management. Always pick up after your pet, even in your own yard. Pet waste can contain bacteria and parasites that can infect animals as well as people who spend time in the landscape. These microscopic dangers include E. coli, Giardia, and hookworm, causing uncomfortable symptoms or even severe illness. Pet waste left on the ground can wash into storm drains, which empty into the nearest body of water and can potentially harm the animals there. The nutrients in pet waste also encourage weeds and algae growth and use up oxygen in the water. So when you walk your dog or let him out in your backyard, make sure to pick up his waste. Tie it in a plastic bag and place it in the trash. Never put pet waste in your compost. For more information about pet waste management and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.